We've got Army versus Navy. We've got the CFP first round games next week. And we've got our first bowl game of the season. And we're going to talk about all of them. So let's get to it.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
All right, I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. This is Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. And in these shows, we're breaking down all the different games. That's right. Easy, easy, easy. So what we do is basically we take about 2 minutes to talk about each game that's coming up. And that's what we're going to do. Next week or this weekend, whatever, we're going to do all the bowl games. Now, we're not going to know all of the opt-outs, et cetera, right? We're just going to talk about the narrative around the game. We'll figure it all out as we go. So let's go ahead and dive into game number one. Army versus Navy. As it currently sits, let's go on and pull up our stats, our odds. Currently, Army is a 6.5-point favorite in this game. We're just picking this against the spread. So let's make it very easy. I've got Army by 8.68. My spread based on the last 4 weeks of stats actually has Navy favored by a little bit, which I found that incredibly surprising. Navy potentially going to be with a backup quarterback here who just ran all up and down the field in the second half on East Carolina last week. But let's look at the full season stats, see exactly what we got. Army just trounced Tulane last week in the cold up in West Point. Army, actually both of these teams, really, really good on offense. Navy number 21 in offensive PPA per drive. Army is number 2. So Navy, I think, would be higher if Blake Horvath had not gotten hurt in the middle of the year. The game at Rice where they had the big long thunderstorm delay, whatever you want to call it. Lightning delay. That's it. Those situations, I think, would have helped Navy's offensive numbers because I think they would have been a little bit better. Navy on defense, the predicted points added, you know, is number 28 per drive, number 30 per play. But they're number 71 in defensive success rate. Not great, right? Army, number 96 in defensive success rate. Number 104 passing, number 94, success rate allowed. How's that? So when you start diving into this, obviously, Army doesn't let, they don't have a lot of defensive plays given up. They only give up 56.5 defensive plays per game, so defensive snaps. Navy is 68. The strength of schedule, pretty common, pretty typical here, pretty even here. Both teams have played Tulane, both have played Notre Dame, and yet their strength of schedule is still number 91 and number 86. That is just how far the American Athletic Conference has fallen off. Just wild. And it also didn't help that Air Force has not been very good. So you got a lot of common opponents here. Both of them performed pretty equal against everybody except for Tulane. And The more that I think about this, I wonder if Tulane's offense, because good teams have been able to score on Army. I wonder about Darian Mensah and how out he was, because he jumped in that portal quick and he's already committed to Duke and whatnot. This is just me guessing. So I don't know for certain, but it's certainly interesting. I'll say that. So when you look at Navy's offense going against Army's defense, I think they're going to be able to score. I think that Army is going to be able to score on Navy's defense. Neither team very good at stopping the pass, and as it turns out, both are just not good as far as offensive line yards given up and stuff rate. Both defenses not good at that whatsoever. When I break this down, this thing got up to 7 and then got hit back. I'm looking at it right now. It's 6.5 across the board. These games are always close. They're always close. Jeff Munkin is up for a couple of jobs. The offensive line coach is now offensive line coach and co-offensive coordinator. He took the Central Michigan job. This thing's been bet up. I think that the numbers would be different if Navy had had Horvath all season. I think I'm going to go Navy here. So if we're just taking spread the way it is, I'm going to take Navy plus the 6.5. These games are always close. I say always. Sometimes we have blowouts when you do have one good team and one not good team. But typically they are pretty close. That's the direction that I'm going on this one. Saturday night, we have the Veterans Bowls. The South Alabama Jaguars and the Western Michigan Broncos. And this one opened at 10.5. It got bet all the way up to 11.5. That is where I bet it. I bet Western Michigan at plus 11.5. This thing is now down to 7.5. There's some 8s out there. I see DK and Caesars both have 8. BetMGM, FanDuel, ESPN Bet, those have 7.5. So let's call it 7.5 for now. Gio Lopez is probably not going to play, it looks like. So Bishop Davenport, the backup quarterback for South Alabama, he's going to be the quarterback here, we think. Again, highly volatile part of the year. But that's who we think is going to play. South Alabama's offense is, I mean, their numbers are fantastic. If you look here, number 13 in offensive PPA per drive, that's predicted points added per drive, number 10 per play. They're number 9 in offensive success rate. And then you get down and you break it down just on each individual stat. Number 31 in yards per attempt throwing the ball. Number 29 in QBR. They are number 4 in PPA per rush. They are number 7 in rushing success rate. Like, they're really, really good on offense. The numbers do drop quite a bit when Davenport's in there because Lopez is just fantastic. Like, he's really good. On the other side, Western Michigan is really good on offense. South Alabama is okay on defense. They're not great by any stretch of the imagination. Number 58 in defensive success rate allowed, but they are not good against the pass, right? Number 67 PPA allowed per pass, number 86 yards allowed per attempt, number 78 in QBR. Well, Western Michigan, yeah, they're able to do that as well. Number 47, they can throw the ball in PPA per pass. Number 47 in yards per attempt. Number 37 in QBR. They don't throw it all that often. They're number 101 in pass rate. That's 44.5% of their offensive snaps are passing plays. So it gets interesting, right? Number 47 in havoc allowed. Number 77 for South Alabama. I don't know how motivated South Alabama is. Major Applewhite, not great in bowl games. Obviously, he hasn't had a ton of experience as a head coach, but he took over at Houston and he got fired for their performance in a bowl game. Granted, that was against Army. I don't know if Western Michigan has quite the motivation that Army would, but I still kind of think the number is a little bit high. Anything over 7, I'd probably take Western Michigan. So that's what we'll do for show purposes. We'll take Western Michigan. I haven't seen a ton of opt-outs, a ton of guys transferring, etc. At least not anybody of note thus far. So let's take Western Michigan from that. right quick, before we jump into the playoff discussion, because I'm going to go through all four of those games. Tickets are expensive. You guys know what's coming. You know what's up. You know what's up. TicketSmarter.com. That's where you need to go and get your tickets, okay? It's Christmas season. It's Christmas time. If you're looking for gifts, one of the best gifts that you can give is tickets to an event, right? Experiences. Sell experiences. That's what people really want. That's the thing that lasts. When you are on your deathbed years and years in the future, are you going to remember the things that you bought or the things that you did? And I think that you should go and see more shows with loved ones. Go and enjoy yourself. Do your thing. So the best way to do that is to save a little bit of money while you're doing it. TicketSmarter.com. Use the promo code WCE10. It's going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter. Easy enough to do. Easy enough to do. Along with that, GoSleeves.com. I'm telling you, it's the best kinesiology technology on the market. Compression sleeves, compression shirts, compression socks. They got this cool gel stuff. And I'm telling you, as a 41-year-old man that has a 6-year-old son that is super into WWE, and he's constantly wanting to wrestle around, I am hurting all the time. But I don't have to, because GoSleeves.com has 15% off if you use the promo code WCE. So I highly, highly recommend it. Go and check it out for yourself. Very easy to do.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
All right. Let's get into the playoff discussion. We got four first round playoff games at home sites. Let's talk about them. First one. I don't know what just happened. That's what just happened. Okay, first playoff game. Indiana goes to South Bend. And the line currently, let's get down to it. The line currently is Notre Dame favored by 7.5. Again, all we're doing here is picking against the spread. So let's see what we got. You see on the screen, I have Notre Dame favored by 4.9. The spread based on the last 4 weeks of stats, I've got Indiana favored by like 10 points. Now, that is a highly volatile statistic because you're using an incredibly short sample size, okay? So the last 4 weeks is not necessarily to bet on. It's just to give you an idea of how well a team is playing recently. Both of these teams have pretty weak strength of schedule, if we're being completely honest. Notre Dame, number 59. Indiana, number 67. Now, this is the ESPN strength of schedule. I should probably be doing a composite, factoring in Sagarin, factoring in Massey, etc. I'm going to look into that for next year. But regardless, as far as my power rating is concerned, this thing keeps switching up. Right now, I've got Notre Dame power rated number 2. I've got Indiana power rated number 9. I find that interesting, but regardless, is what it is. So, looking at this, there's not a big advantage for either one of these teams. You know, Indiana, number 1 in PPA per pass on offense. Notre Dame's defense is number 1 in PPA allowed per pass. Number 1 allowed, or QBR allowed, versus number 1 in QBR. Like, it's massive numbers. Indiana, not as good at running the football, number 41 in PPA per rush. Well, Notre Dame is number 61 in that. Here's where it gets kind of tricky. Indiana, number 49 in offensive line yards allowed. Or, excuse me, in offensive line yards, number 52 in stuff rate allowed. Notre Dame is number 59 in offensive line yards allowed, but only number 99 in stuff rate. Now, here's the issue. Notre Dame's schedule included Army and Navy. It is almost impossible to get stuffs against an offense like that, against the triple. I don't even know what you do. So some of these numbers are a little bit skewed here. When you look at the talent discrepancy, Notre Dame number 10, Indiana number 57, we saw Indiana against Ohio State. And we saw them against Michigan. Those are the two games this year where Indiana was barely able to run the ball, and they couldn't really pass block all that well. I think they got held to 3 points in the second half against Michigan. After that first drive, they got held to nothing, like 150 yards total offense against Ohio State for that entire game. Now you're going up against a motivated Notre Dame team. This is a playoff game, huge game at home. I think Notre Dame's offensive and defensive line are built more like Ohio State and Michigan than they are some of these teams that Indiana has just throttled. So I know that the spread that I've got here says that we should not be betting Notre Dame here. I think Notre Dame wins this by more than 7.5. I'm going to take Notre Dame to cover the spread here. That takes us over to Saturday. SMU goes to Penn State. This is another one of those where, okay, has SMU seen anything like this? And the answer to that is not really. Like, Clemson, I guess you could say, is similar to Penn State, but they certainly haven't played like it all year. Penn State in the trenches is just significantly better than what SMU is used to dealing with. When you're looking at the talent composite, SMU actually grades out pretty well, number 25. Penn State is number 11. I think when it comes to the line of scrimmage, that's where these games are won, and I don't think that SMU is built for that. But either way, let's look at the number. Right now, I mean, this thing is up to 9 at some spots. It's up to 8.5 at others. It opened at Penn State minus 7.5. A lot of people that are on my side on this. I've got Penn State favored by 7 points, basically. Spread based on the last 4 weeks, I've got Penn State by almost 8 points up here, minus 7.87. When you start diving into this strength of schedule, Penn State number 30, SMU is now up to 57, which... interesting, but okay. If this thing gets into a shootout, I still think Penn State can score. I still think Penn State can cover this thing. Anything under 10 points, I'm going to take Penn State on. So Penn State minus 8.5 is the direction that I'm going on this. But it's another situation where, okay, SMU... already cannot run the ball. Number 70 in PPA per rush. They are number 80 in rushing explosiveness, number 77 in offensive line yards, number 51 in stuff rate allowed. Penn State's number 1 in stuff rate, number 2 in offensive line yards allowed, number 13 in PPA per rush. They're number 14 in yards allowed per rush. And if they can't run the ball, that's where the havoc stuff comes in. Abdul Carter in that front line, number 38 in havoc rate. SMU's number 43 in havoc allowed. But I'm telling you, Kevin Jennings is going to be running for his life. I don't think they're going to have a ton of success throwing the ball on Penn State. On the other side, yeah, Penn State's going to run into some problems with this SMU defense. And they've got some NFL guys over there. But Penn State number 15 in offensive line yards, SMU number 19 in offensive line yards allowed. Penn State number 22 in stuff rate allowed, SMU number 23 in stuff rate. I think Penn State's going to be able to get a push at the line of scrimmage, and especially late in this game, you'll see 2-yard runs turn into 4- and 5-yard runs. That's what I'm expecting here. So we will take Penn State minus the 8.5 in this one. They will move on to take on Boise State. Interesting, right? Clemson goes to Austin, Texas. This one's a 4 p.m. game. And I'm very interested in this. The current line on this has, we got some 11s. We've already moved to 11.5 in several spots. But we are at 11 on this currently. I think it's going to end up closer to 14. Just a guess. This thing opened 11.5. It has moved a little bit. It moved back to 11. There was some Clemson love in the market early until you start looking at what Clemson has done against the best opposition. I've got Texas favored by 13.21. Based on the last 4 weeks of stats, it's got Clemson by 7.77. The last 4 weeks number is not weighted. It's just stats based. So that's something to pay attention to. I look at this and, I mean, the Clemson numbers are not terrible, right? I mean, they're just, and Texas hasn't exactly proven that they can beat good teams, but is Clemson a good team? I think Clemson is closer to Texas A&M than they are to Georgia, say. And we saw Clemson and Georgia, and Georgia just absolutely demolished Clemson. Georgia did not demolish Texas. They kind of did in the first half of the first game. Aside from that, it's a pretty even series. You played 6 quarters of pretty good football and pretty even football there. So you start looking at this. The Texas numbers, they're not great at running the football, but they have gotten better. They just aren't good against Georgia. I think that's the easiest way to say that. The Wisner kid is actually pretty good. But Clemson, not great at defending the run. Number 77 in PPA allowed per rush. Number 90 in yards allowed per rush. And they're number 116 in rushing explosiveness. Now, I'm not expecting Texas to break off a bunch of explosives, but regardless, we are here, right? Clemson on offense is pretty good. The issue is that's the strength of their team, and that is not nearly as good as what Texas has been doing on defense. There's not a bad number on here. Like you might could say offensive line yards, stuff rate, etc., in favor of Clemson. But do we know what's up with Phil Maffa? Like I haven't seen. Like I don't think he's up for the season, and I'm sure he's going to give it a go if he can. But you know, he's not been great. And as a matter of fact, we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. I'm going to try and get some injury updates right this second, as a matter of fact, just to see what we got. All right, Clemson. What have we got? He's not on the list right now. Maybe Maffa plays. We'll see if he's 100%. If he's able to go, maybe you can get those safeties up in the box for Texas. If not, it's going to be a long day. Clemson, I don't think, is going to be able to throw the ball. Think this one ends up being kind of a run out. The same way that Georgia-Clemson was. It may not be to that extent, but I'm fully expecting a Texas blowout here. Give me the Longhorns. Minus the 11 is the best number that's out there right now. Yeah, I'll take Texas. I will take Texas. In the last of the first round games, the Ohio State Buckeyes host the Tennessee Volunteers. Ohio State, as we speak, a 7.5-point favorite across the board, it looks like. Pinnacle's got a 7 out there. Interesting. Okay. So my number, I've got Ohio State by 12. Spread based on the last 4 weeks, Tennessee by 19. Interesting, right? Interesting. So these last 4 week numbers are always wild. You dive into this. Ohio State number 7 in strength of record. Tennessee number 6. Ohio State is number 1 in PPA margin. Tennessee is number 14. This Tennessee offense, number 54 in PPA per drive on offense. The defense is really good, number 6. And we saw Ohio State have problems with a good, active defensive front against Michigan. But I think that was a mental thing where Ryan Day just kept banging his head against the wall. There was no reason to keep doing that. You got all these weapons on the outside. The Tennessee secondary is their weakest link. They're number 17 in PPA allowed per pass and whatnot. But if they're able to get to your quarterback, they are number 5 in havoc rate. Ohio State's offensive line is number 18 in havoc allowed. But remember, they're dealing with injuries and whatnot, and you certainly saw it not go well against Michigan. I think that their offensive line is still okay. Even still, Ohio State, terrible against SEC teams. Ryan Day is winless against SEC teams. It's very interesting stuff when you dive into it. The Ohio State defense, obviously really good, but they are number 86 in stuff rate. If Dylan Sampson gets going, I mean, this is going to be a thing. So I'm curious about this. Very, very curious. My number says to take Ohio State. You're looking at number 4 and number 3 in five factors plus talent. Tennessee is incredibly efficient. Tennessee not good as an underdog. They're 5-13 against the spread. I talked about this on the BetUS College Football Show. I don't have Tennessee power rated very highly. My power rating number says to take Tennessee. The stats based model says to take Ohio State. Vibes wise, I'm gonna trust Tennessee as far as vibes go. I think they're happy to be here. Ohio State, if this thing starts out the wrong way, that crowd could turn on them quickly. This is a very dangerous spot for Ohio State, even at home. Obviously, you want the home crowd for your advantage. I almost wonder if it would have been easier for Ohio State to go on the road. Just a guess. So, Tennessee plus 7.5 is the best number that we can get on that. Texas minus 11, Penn State minus 8.5, and Notre Dame minus 7.5. I'm looking at favorites this go-round for the first round of the CFP. Recap-wise, taking Navy plus 6.5, taking Western Michigan plus 7.5, 8, whatever it was. I'll tell you right now, plus 8. Going to be interesting. Going to be interesting. All right, don't forget about the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday. Next week is going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. After that, it's going to be on Monday for Christmas week and Monday again for New Year's week. And then it moves to Tuesday for the first 2 weeks in January. So be ready. Be ready. All right, bettingcfb.com. That's where you can get all of these stat sheets and whatnot, all the different stuff that I like to post projections-wise, numbers-wise, all that kind of stuff, and bonus podcasts, etc. If North Carolina actually hires Bill Belichick, I might go on there and just do a quick rant. But yeah, make sure you're subscribed to the pod, the YouTube, all that fun stuff. You guys know how to do this thing. All right, with that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button and we'll see you next time.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your Boost Pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your Pro Football Boost Pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your Pro Football Boost Pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.